Chapter 4. Missions Impossible. Early on July 18th, as the broken, bleeding remains of Major General William F. Dean's 24th Infantry Division attempted to make another defensive stand in the cramped 10 miles between the shattered Kum River line and Tejon, 8th Army Commander General Walton Walker again flew to the front. This time he had two crucial objectives in mind. In this darkest hour ever faced by the 24th Division, Walker's first concern was reviving the crushed spirits of Dean, his field commanders, and their troops sufficiently to draw from them one final all-out effort. Walker must have known by now that, in its pathetic condition, the 24th couldn't hope to hold Tejon for long by itself. But he was bringing encouraging news that might inspire Dean's scarecrows to hang on for a few more days. Another, no less urgent objective of Walker's trip was determining the next feasible line of defense where American troops could make a last-ditch stand before Pusan if Tejon should fall to the Communists. Barring some miracle, it was much more a question of when than if in Walker's mind. After studying all available maps, Walker concluded that the only remaining geographic feature favorable to such a stand was the Nakhtong River, most of which flows in a north-south line that passes some 60 miles east of Tejon. The Nakhtong outlines a section of extreme southeastern Korea measuring about 60 by 90 miles. The river rises near the east coast, flows almost due west for 50 miles or so, then turns abruptly south before curving sharply back to the east and emptying into the Korea Strait only a couple of miles west of Pusan. In the weeks ahead, the meandering course of the Nakhtong would become virtually synonymous with the boundary lines of the besieged Pusan perimeter. Simply put, the Nakhtong was to Pusan what the Kum River was to Tejon. If the Nakhtong were breached by the North Koreans, Pusan and the war would be as good as lost. For obvious reasons, Walker didn't say...